Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So excited to be with you today, continuing our series on making the book of Revelation simple. And that is quite a challenge, but I believe it can be done and that you can read the book of Revelation not with a sense of just, you know, what is going on here. But when you know the purpose of the writing of the book and its literary form and some of these things, I believe you can read it in a way that you are going to be greatly edified. Yesterday, we emphasized about understanding the name of the book, which gives us its purpose. The purpose of the book is a revelation of Jesus Christ. I'll never forget that. And it's written to encourage Christians who are struggling and suffering in a world of sin and evil, which has been going on for centuries. Now, we in the West, we in America, we have been, in a short period of time, we have been protected because, Western civilization was founded on Christianity. Oh, yeah, it's full of flaws. It's full of sins because it's human. But we have in this period of time now, I'm going to talk about here in America, founded in 1776 by people who had, if they weren't real born-again Christians, they had a Christian worldview. They believed that there was a God. They believed that in Jesus Christ. They believed in a judgment that people are responsible for their actions and that there would be a final judgment. And so they respected, whether they were born again or not, they respected the Bible. They respected God. They respected Jesus Christ and his teachings. And because of that, we have lived and we've had peace compared to other parts of the world. Just think about just a few years ago in the Middle East when ISIS was marching across the Middle East and they were going and taking over cities and Christians had to leave everything, nothing but the clothes on their back, their homes and everything. Some of them didn't make it out. Many Christians were crucified and beheaded even in front of family members. So Christians have suffered persecution throughout the centuries. And in the Middle Ages and up until the time of the founding of America, the dominant in the Middle Ages, the dominant Roman Catholic Church, which became very political, it persecuted those who did not adhere to its doctrines and practices. And then the Church of England, which became very politicized, did the very same thing, and which, you know, people like the Pilgrims, the early immigrants to America, they fled the persecution of these politicized churches. And what I'm saying is, here in America, because we have had such lived in relative peace as far as our faith is concerned, it has caused us to have an American interpretation to the Bible. For example, that the rapture of the church is to rescue us, to take us out before we get persecuted by the Antichrist, to take us out before the Great Tribulation. I suspect that those Christians in the Middle East have felt that they were already in the tribulation. I suspect that Christians in the Ukraine who have had to flee for their lives and leave everything and maybe living today in refugee camps, they may feel like they're in the tribulation already. So we want to guard against having an Americanized approach to the book of Revelation as though God is not going to allow anything to happen to us. You know, God does not delight. God has no desire to see his children suffer and persecuted. These things happen because of the entry of sin into the world, because of our first parents opening the door to Satan and giving Satan who is called in the New Testament the God of this age, little g, the God of this age. In other words, even though he has been defeated, finally defeated by Jesus at the cross and resurrection, he is still around seeking to do everything to inflict pain upon God by inflicting pain upon his children. Now, Christians have been persecuted all down through history, and this is the context in which the book of Revelation was written. It was written in the historical setting of Christians under terrible persecution. We alluded to this in an earlier episode, but this is very important to remember when you read through the book of Revelation. It's not only written to as a revelation of Jesus and who he is, but to remind Christians who are in a situation where it feels like that they are being overwhelmed, that evil has the upper hand. It is to remind them and encourage them that God and his kingdom and Jesus Christ, they will ultimately triumph over all of evil, and evil will eventually be put down. And the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Messiah, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is right out of the book of Revelation chapter 19, I believe it is. And so this is the context in which the book of Revelation is written. John himself is under persecution. We don't know what he's been through before this. According to early Christian tradition and writings, John was thrown into a pot of boiling oil, but was miraculously delivered. Now, we don't know for sure if that is true. It could very well be. But maybe it was after this that they decided to banish him to this island out in the Mediterranean. And so he is there. He says in the book of Revelation itself, he says in verse 9 of chapter 1, let's read it. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. I love this. Your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. I thought it was interesting that how John referred to himself. He didn't say, I, John, the presiding chief apostle. He didn't put any impressive honorific titles in front of his name, which is so different from so much of the church today. He simply said, I, John, one of the original 12 apostles, your brother and companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and patience of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I was on the island that is called Patmos for the word and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. He was there for the word. He was there because of his testimony of who Jesus is. And it was then that this incredible revelation begins. And from here, Jesus appears to him in his glory. He says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. And the Greek language is very, very precise. And what he's saying in this, I am everything that human language can say and more. I am Alpha and Omega. Anything and everything you can say about me is still inadequate. One early church father, Augustine, said that that's why God gave us speaking in tongues, to take the limits off of our worship, because human vocabulary is inadequate to express the wonder and majesty of who he really is. I am Alpha and Omega, verse 11, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book, send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. And then he lists the seven churches. These were real churches, real cities, real churches in the Roman province of Asia, which is now Turkey. And beginning in the next session, we will start looking at these seven letters which were written to seven real churches who were all experiencing suffering and persecution in different ways. And we're going to look at these churches and we're going to learn from those churches and make application to what Jesus said to those seven churches at that time. Because we can find something in all of those seven churches, because human nature has never changed. Technology changes, cultures may change, political fortunes may come and go, but human nature is still the same. And therefore, there are tremendous lessons we can learn from these seven churches of Revelation. And we will begin that in our next episode. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast, and we are doing our best to make the book of Revelation simple. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I will see you tomorrow. God bless.